I didn't really have anything highlighted that I thought jumped out. Anybody else see anything wanted to ask?
Are all your positions full, Rick?
Right now, we are, yes.
Good.
We're all getting older. There's a lot of us that are about ready. So one of these days, there's going to be a lot of turnover. I know of one guy that's leaving next spring. So
okay. Okay, so
that's just going to be the start of it.
Right. I saw that your longevity number is high, so that means you have people who have been with you for a long time.
Yes.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Well, let's continue to flip through the pages and look at the wheel tax budget. Again, a little bit of an increase in that stolen oil and bituminous, which Rick has kind of already spoken to. Everything else is similar to
pretty straightforward
prior year. Okay.
How did we fare budget-wise through last year's winter? As far as you had plenty of ice control and things like that, sand.
Yes, I always keep my salt barn and my salt and sand barn full. They're always full at the end of the year. At the end of the season, I get them all filled back up.
Okay.
We did I guess the only thing I'd want to point out to you is just a heads up. Would be, we did a additional appropriation earlier in the year from this account for a pretty good chunk. I can't remember if it was stone or oil or bituminous, one of that. But we did an appropriation earlier, so your fund balance is getting that fund balance was down to $284,000. So
yes.
Just be aware.
I know. Yes.
It's getting a little closer to need to start monitoring that.
Right.
And I don't say that critically. I want to use that money for the roads. So we don't need to have a big balance in there, but just don't want to get overboard. Okay, local road and street. That's where we get a lot of our equipment. So we've got some several lease payments in there. And I think maybe the big thing is down there towards the bottom, you have a couple of new requests. Rick, you might speak to those, the tractors and the tandem truck.
I asked for two new tractors because these tractors today, they're not your grandfather's tractors. They don't last forever.
Yeah.
So I guess I had to put, even though they look good, they're wore out.
Yeah. What, didn't you tell me they were like 10,000 hours?
Yeah, they got 10,000 hours. And I've had to replace two of the IT transmissions.
Yeah.
And that's $63,000, and if you look in the Trader magazine for tractors, that's all the tractor was worth.
Yeah.
So.
Right, a lot of hours.
A 10,000-hour tractor is like a 500,000-mile car. I mean, it's it has got its. We've gotten our money's worth out of it.
Okay. And I have one dump truck that's been. It's been a really good dump truck, but it's wore out now, and I need to get rid of it. And this summer, we have all good trucks now. We don't have trucks you don't want to drive. This summer when we chip sealed, we got 11 dump trucks out there, and we had a truck on the chip box all the time. They never waited on stone.
Mm-hmm. Do we get that truck that you want to replace that you say is worn out? Does it still have any value for trade?
Oh,
or
yes,
sale,
it's still good. We're using it right now. We're not using it today. It had a strap on the fuel tank that broke, and we had to fix that. So,
but I mean, would you get rid of that one, or would it become a backup, or what would happen?
I'd have to get rid of it because I don't have any more room.
Okay.
But it'd make a good trade in.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions there? Okay, is that it?
The more I think about it, I think that the other grant, or the other fund is where we use our match from.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think we're fine.
Just looking at from that history, that's what makes me.
I think we're fine. Dan, I can't confirm it, but I think we're good.
So that leaves Cume Bridge. That's the final budget in the highway tab. Do we have any current federal project bridges going?
Bridge 51.
51?
We just got that one. That's Mulberry Jefferson Road in between 600 West and 700 West. We just got one, and I put in a request for two more for 26.
So the big number here is on Bridge 21 for 200,000. So that
they should be starting that one anytime.
Okay.
Where is that one?
Yeah, where's that one?
It's on 750 North and between 600 West and 500 West.
Okay.
It's always good to know where we're spending money when people say, when I ask about that.
Yeah. Okay.
Rick, what's the total number of bridges in the county that you're responsible for? What's the total?
161, I believe.
161.
The bridges in town are ours, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's not a real big budget to take care of 161 bridges, is it?
No, it's not.
No.
That's a challenge.
And when there's federal aid, you better jump on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So going back to that first one, and I know we don't have Janet back, but kind of even just based off of Britt's comment there, I think we go ahead and put that 500,000 in that top line per Rick's request. And
No. It's in a separate fund. It's in a separate fund. It doesn't go in this.
She's saying
it doesn't go in the budget book. It gets additional appropriated at the beginning of the year.
I have to ask for it when I'm ready for it.
He has to ask for it. So it's in 9121, a whole different fund.
So where does the money from 9121 come from that we'd be appropriating at that time?
We budget it from there. That is how we've always, I think, done it. She'll confirm it, but...
I'm having trouble grasping how the local match doesn't come from a local fund.
Exactly. Well.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And why we show that
the
matching,
one at the top.
The matching grant in 23, 24, and 25.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't, if you look, it's not on his Form 1.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look on the Form 1, it's not there. He's done it out of a different fund.
Well, regardless, we've got to do it in January. Because we didn't advertise it, so, and we'll know the number then. So, I have no problem waiting. I was just trying to understand the logic of how the grant fund could be the source of the local match.
Right.
I don't think it's a grant fund. She was speaking of the Community Crossings grant. We call it a grant.
So I took it to be that was the money, that was the fund that when the state money got sent to us, that's the fund it went into.
I don't know that it does. We'll have to look.
Okay.
Do you know the answer to which fund it is? I can't remember.
I don't know. I just...
Yeah, we've got way too many funds to remember all of them.
Yeah. I have to ask for it when it comes to
paperwork. It's not like we haven't done this before, so we'll do it in
the
January.
The once-a-year thing sometimes.
Yeah. I guess be advised that we intend to apply for the Community Crossings grant again, and if funded, we'll have a 20% match.
Yes.
And we'll have to fund that, and I think this council is comfortable funding that 20% to get the 100%.
Right.
And
right.
So we'll deal with it in January when we know the numbers. Hopefully we get the million and keep our streak intact. So
yeah.
We've got quite a streak going of always getting the max. Yeah. So
I'm already working on that.
So. Okay. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
Commissioner Myers.
I've done this before. and I know you've heard this before, Alan. I just want to remind you, we know what Senate Bill 1 is doing to our budget and everything, but that has no effect on MVH and the raises. they're competing against not just counties the same size as ours, but neighboring counties and the city for truck drivers and equipment operators. So I think it's very important that, you know, you really consider that 5%.
That's why I was asking him, you know, did he have data, you know, what those truck drivers, what other truck drivers were making, just kind of what Tony did. Tony brought in, you know, he showed us that, you know, he needed a larger increase. So that was just my question, you know. But
we can get that information.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because if we're going to give that department 5%, every department feels like they are the most important. But that's just, you know, and every department head, I understand that they feel that way, and they should, because their employees should be that important to them. But it's hard to justify giving one department a large increase and then not giving every department. Does that make sense? Unless you have some data to back that up.
Okay, we can get that. But again, my point was that if you could cut it to 2%, and it's not going to help the county overall with the cut property taxes. This is totally funded from gas tax.
This money comes from someplace else.
Yeah.
Sure. Yes. So thank
that
you.
Was my point.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kevin and I have had this discussion since at least 2007, when I started on the council, because I totally, what he says makes perfect and total sense, but I feel like I've always felt like we had to consider the employee base as a whole, and if you start treating one group differently than the other just because of their funding source, then we're going to get into really wacky stuff.
I was just going to say that.
So.
Yes.
But I totally understand and respect what he's saying. It makes perfect sense. So just to throw my viewpoint out on it. In our books, the first one we have is the 1159 okay. budget to help give you direction there.
Absolutely. Yesterday I provided you with a PowerPoint, and I can share that electronically as well if you want. Tim already has that. But I want to kind of just talk a little bit first about how our funds are put together. On the first page of your PowerPoint, you can see
Have an extra copy with you?
I sure do.
I inadvertently took mine home and didn't bring it back.
I do have multiple.
No, wait a minute. Here it is right here. It was hidden. It was buried. I'm sorry.
So on that very first page, it's just a little bit of a snapshot of really financially how the Board of Health is put together. We do have the County Health Fund, which is a variable, you know, depending on what our tax draw, we know that's what you're dealing with today. We have also what's called 1161, which is our Health First Indiana, which is what we'll also be dealing with today. This is not a revertible fund, so that was one of the questions Mary had for me. This is what we call Health First Indiana. What they designate each year goes into a pot that you guys receive, and Alan, this was a question you had for me. Last year, it came on January the 2nd. Whole sum. We don't request back and forth. They literally deliver that entire amount. I send them a budget to account for that then matches up. You know, at the end of the year, I also send them back a reportable expenses so they can align. Anything that's left in those buckets then becomes a carryover bucket, which I then again get to draw from. And so we do have buckets of Health First Indiana. I have 2024, which is part of what you'll be seeing today. Mm-hmm. And how we made up your fund for 1161, and also the 2025, we don't know where we'll come out yet. And honestly, I can't tell you I have the perspective yet. I mean, we know there'll be carryover. Obviously, they dumped a very, very large sum with us, which we are very grateful for. We've made a lot of great use out of that. I think we've seen a lot of health department growth from that. But what's actually left over, I can't say yet. It will be what we draw from in future years.
Okay.
The other ones listed below that, 1206 is the what we call the LHDTA, what used to be part of our funding, the trust account. It was kind of a dormant fund previously. Because of this year's budget cuts, we will be drawing from that. That is already funded. It is something, again, that I just send a request to the state. I can dip into it as many times as I need to for the year. I give them an accountability of what we're looking for. I bring you a budget to approve and appropriate, and then the whole thing comes together. So that process is also happening for today's budget. 1168 is, I didn't fill out the name of that one. Yeah, that's local health maintenance fund. I know why. That one actually was a very small kind of leftover carryout that we'll be finishing out this year. So am I correct, Deanna, that will...
We're using it up this year.
Yes, we'll use that up this year, so now we'll be able to take that guy completely out of the line.
Okay.
The other two, which I do have budgets on, but I don't believe we'll deal with those, Janet, is that right? Not until January, but they are prepared, and they also help support what we're doing today, because a lot of things that came out of our October budgeting process, we had to shift to our immunization budgets to kind of help balance our program. So a little bit on that. Are there any questions on those funds there before I kind of walk you through the very first one that talks about what changed in 1159? Okay.
No.
So on the very...
I appreciate that high level.
Yeah. On the next page, you're going to see what I'm calling our bucket of budgets. I really needed a good visual way to help explain to my board and to also just ourselves, like, what bucket everything comes out of. Fund 1159 is our health fund that we run through the county. You can see what we have requested is $685,283. I would like to point out that that is $2,000 less than we asked for last year. Okay. So knowing that my health first budget took a 75% cut, it was really important to me to not place all that burden on the county, knowing what everybody else is going through.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you'll have questions in my 1159. I will point out that I still didn't get that decrease out of there, sorry. So we did decrease $2,000. We moved significant amount of money out of the county budget to places like our immunization and to where we could in Health First, along with an upcoming grant we have coming from public health awareness planning, emergency planning. So balancing all that together. Changes, let's see here. I think I have an old copy of what you guys are looking at. I do. Deanna, do you have yours? Can I switch to PowerPoint? It's kind of similar, but not exactly. Okay, there we go. That looks better. Are there questions? It kind of is self-explanatory, I hope, about what changed. I'm going to pull up my other PowerPoint. What I would say about the 1159, so officially we came in $2,082 under last year's appropriation. Despite the challenges that we had with this large cut coming, we did not lose any FTE in my proposed budget. That was very important for us to maintain our team. We did hold our increases overall at 3.5%. In terms of cost of living, obviously I understand that will depend on where the council determines to put everybody at. I heard of some coming higher, I heard of some coming lower. I went for mid-range and figured I'll sit there safely until you tell me where to go with that. I do certainly feel that our staff dealing with today's cost of living, that everybody, you know, in order to not be losing money, deserve recognition of the change of our environment and cost. We also worked on realigning lead positions from HFI, such as my own position for administrator was placed over in that very, what could be volatile, seen as a volatile account. And so it's a very, to me, important that we secure key positions for the county in the county budget.
Right.
So you have that control. We are still carrying the benefit and longevity burdens, which I understand it's taking money from the right pocket and putting it in the left pocket. So certainly willing to do that. Again, that is kind of guided by what you dictate to us as far as our charges. But this also one change you will notice, we have an open door clinic line. That last year moved everything open door over to Health First, which would sound like a great place to keep it. We all think, I think we hopefully know that open door is critical to our community. that funding, because it is not a revenue-generating facility, that part of our role is to create that budget for them. Health First did change their rules this year. July 1st, we are now mandated by law to only provide services to clients who have legal documentation of their presentation. And so if you are homeless without insurance, if you are passing through, maybe as a migrant or any other circumstance, even just a traveler, if you don't have the proper visa with you, I cannot use Health First money to take care of you. That's a problem, because healthcare doesn't really have boundaries.
That's right.
One of our primary roles is to protect this community. And if I have to select who I can and can't treat, then I'm not protecting anybody. And so we felt it very important that we maintain that ability for the county to have Health First, or to have Open Door Clinic. What we did is we split the funding for Open Door Clinic. So we still have 50% of that coming from our Health First Indiana money, but I put the other 50% back in our county budget, again, without increasing my overall county burden, to ensure that if we are audited for that purpose, we can say, yes, these monies, this TB treatment, you know, was not utilized out of what has now been restricted funding for that purpose. So that is the reason why that is there. We didn't change the funding for Open Door Clinic at all. I just needed to split it so I could say which pocket was paying it, you know, for this particular year. I also have listed on our bucket of budgets how much in 24 we received. My AR, my accounts received, was $444,000 that come into the county. Year to date, so far on 25, we are at $251,000, which is a little behind, although I would have a good guess. I feel fairly confident in my short time here that income flow is probably seasonal. And we are about to hit busy season for the health department. Flu vaccines, we will be giving COVID vaccines. We just got our first 10 injections in, and 7 of those are already spoken for. So once we start billing that to insurances and Medicaid and VaxCare, the people who pay us for that service, we'll see that income go up for the year. We began our year for 1159 with a balance of $801,000, almost $802,000. Other changes so I feel comfortable with our current presentation. Basic capital things that we moved, we took out the $50,000 for the vehicle. We have that. Thank you very much. It is being put to use. Also, we did take out the building fund currently, since that is not something I want to, again, I would have just put up the higher amount on the county, trying to be aware of that. We lowered our cost in supplies, mileage, autopsies, advertising, and repairs. Those are all things we shifted to other areas. And also, we used to split the office rent between Health First Indiana and county. I would rather see that as one line item so we really understand what we're paying for our office rent.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay.
Got lines for me? Areas you want to talk about on 1159?
Yeah. I've been kind of mainly looking at the PowerPoint, but if you switch over and look quickly at the actual budget line items in our book.
Absolutely.
I think she's covered most of the things that we would have probably highlighted. I guess I want to maybe bring up to you to discuss, now that you've had several months in the job,
mm-hmm.
The administrator salary position, as we start thinking past the interim period.
Yes.
What your thoughts are. And
so I can tell you my thoughts are, and I would love to have already made a proposal in what you're looking at right now to say, here is what I believe administrator role requires for the health department. I do believe, I understand the salary survey that was held. That makes sense to me. I'm used to that in terms of market band. We are very much at the low end of that in terms of the health administrator position. I will also say, knowing from where the position was to where it was reset, was a $14,000 drop. So trying to advertise a position that you're going to pay somebody with higher qualifications for to come in and do at $14,000 less, I do not believe is realistic. at the same time where we are currently at in the interim process.
Can I interrupt?
Yes.
Do you mean that you don't think that you would get applicants, or you don't think you would get quality applicants?
I don't think you would get the applicants. If you're looking for the service I'm currently providing you, and again, I've always said to people, I don't have skin in the game, right? Whether I continue on to maybe apply for this position is really not, that's a decision that the council and the committees will make. It's not for me to have said, hey, here's where I want you to set the salary at, to me would have been driven by my own desires.
Right.
So that's why I did not make those changes yet, because we weren't ready in the interim process to go there. In order to post the position, I think there will need to be some decisions made.
Yeah.
About, you're asking a head of a department to be a mid-level person in your salary range. If you have a range that's high, mid, and low, I don't believe any department head, hopefully, is providing you mid service. I do think that that is one of your opportunities to increase I don't want to use the word caliber, because that sounds like that's a judgment word, and we would not be in the place we are today if it weren't for the caliber of people and the work and the dedication that has happened. There was a time that I'm sure many of you may remember where the health department was taking loans
yeah.
out to operate every year, and we are now standing in one of the strongest positions in the county. So that needs recognized for some really great leadership. But where the health department needs to go now needs a different type of leadership than what we've had in the past. I do believe having a certified, licensed medical professional as myself, if you're asking that level of person to come in, or even a high-level administrator, you're going to need to reset those sites a little bit. I would hope nobody feels that I have brought them a mid-salary performance. So that's really what I would say about that, without self-plugging myself. I think the other piece of it is, and we've had...
I asked the question.
You did.
You don't hold back.
Okay. One other thing I'd like to point out, and I think you've heard this before. You're also, this position is something that you're looking for somebody who is probably older and experienced. I am already beyond that phase of one of the, I don't say carrots, that we have in the county. One of the benefits is a really great investment into retirement perfs. That takes 10 years to vest. I can tell you, at 10 years, I will be already at that phase where I'm no longer going to be probably looking at this position. So that isn't a bonus to me at all. In fact, it's a deduction, because the 11% that comes with that 10-year vesting, I will never get to see. And so I would like for you guys to consider how we get around that when you're trying to pull somebody who you know maybe still has, 8 years of service in them. What is that? Is there a waiver? Is there I would be much better off investing that myself than the fact that I won't actually, be here through that 10-year period, because I will have already reached my retirement period. Not to age myself, but.
Commissioner Weaver.
Yeah. Commissioner Weaver has a comment.